Wary Christians mark the end of India's election cycle with prayer. A Christian school in the drug slums of Colombia rebuilds after destruction. And a kids ministry celebrates a new partnership and open doors. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Millions of voters cast their votes in the final phase of India's marathon elections today. They're deciding which party will be in control. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says,
the crisis at this time is that the BJP, which is now seeking to have control, could mean stricter rules and regulations and possibility for difficulties for minorities.
But Yohannan says playing the religious card will cause more problems.
You have the Islamic fundamentalist, then the Hindu fundamentalist, and the politicians are trying to use all these groups to get in power. Then you have the Dalits. They will be mistreated more and more if the upper caste get in power.
Ministry won't stop, but it could get more difficult for evangelists and church planters. Yohannan says,
we must pray that this election, God will intervene and work such a way that India will move toward more and more of a secular nation, giving freedom and liberty for the people of the country.
Next, a school for slum children in Colombia needs help, says Aya Network's Rody Rodehaver.
We have a school building that was recently struck by hurricane force winds, which took the roof off, knocked down some couple of walls, and left everything in pretty bad shape because of the rain and wind damage.
More than 450 kids attend the school, where a church also meets on the weekend. The children not only receive an education, but hear the gospel on a daily basis.
A regular part of the day is spent in chapel, where the kids hear the gospel. There's lots of outreach, and just many, 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 many of these children have come to know Christ, and their lives have been eternally changed.
Pray the school will be able to obtain the resources necessary to rebuild and continue serving these kids. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's currently reeling from hyperinflation, 80% unemployment, and political uncertainty. Government land redistribution caused much of it. Anti-West sentiment also damaged the relationship between TEAM, the Evangelical Alliance Mission, and national Christian leaders. However, TEAM's Charlie Davis says that's changed.
The leaders of the Black African churches began to approach TEAM missionaries, and a dialogue began, and God brought about this amazing reconciliation in a huge meeting where forgiveness was offered and apologies were accepted in both directions.
Because TEAM's hospital never shut down, it's giving them a unique opportunity other mission and relief groups don't have, says Davis.
We're still there, and in some ways we're the only game in town. So food relief and all sorts of other things can now flow through TEAM to the national churches, and then the national churches in this wonderful partnership can minister in loving compassion to these communities.
Next, One Hope has a new partnership with Operation Blessing Foundation's medical ministries in Thailand. Almost 13,000 children have received books of hope through an evangelistic club, and many are coming to know Christ. Every dollar donated to One Hope sends books to three kids. Now, a $500,000 matching gift doubles each donation. So now, every dollar reaches six kids. Pray the gospel will go around the world, even in these tough economic times. And Orphan Outreach and Mission Network News urgently need more doctors for a medical missions trip to Panabog, Guatemala. The eight-day trip in October will bring medical relief and humanitarian aid to a community devastated by a mudslide in 2005. Most of the families still live in temporary housing and deal with medical problems like tuberculosis, upper respiratory issues, and malnutrition. Pray about how God would have you impact the lives of displaced people in Guatemala. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, you can get a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called The Choice, America's Road to Ruin or Renewal. Just call 1-800-995-4828. Will America continue down the road to ruin or spiritual revival and moral renewal? That's The Choice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.